Hey, welcome to Happy Housewives Club Podcast. This is Darla. I'm back from my vacation. Things are crazy in my life as usual. Hannah is sick. She's on the couch watching High School Musical for really the 13th time today. She's been watching it back to back. She's obsessed, and I'm obsessed too, because I'll tell you, that kid Zac Efron, who plays Troy in that movie, is gorgeous. So I'm having a little bit of fantasy over here. And Connor's home, and he's really grouchy because he wants to go on a play date, so things might get crazy. Now, today, for the first time, we have Erin, as usual, with me, but we have Dana Pataki from Michigan, one of our moms, who also, Dana also went out and got a headset. So this is like, technology happening, and I can barely, like, even email people. So this is huge for me that I was able to even make a conference call. But you're all there, and this is great because I want women to know that if they get their headsets, we can have up to 100 women on this conference call. Not that we would want that, because no one would get a chance to talk, but it would be a great thing for us all to be able to chit-chat on these conference calls and for other moms to hear the podcast, right?
Right. I think it's so wonderful that, I mean, we have women across the country, that, and just by getting a headset, we can all hook up together. It's so cool.
Well, across the country, around the world.
Well,
this
week. True.
This week I have women who signed up. I have, like, you know, 300 emails from women in the UK, but I have a girl from Zimbabwe. I have no idea how she heard about us. Zimbabwe, New Zealand, a girl from Singapore, which is like a third girl from Singapore. Whose dog is that?
That would be mine. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is real life. This is reality. Mom life on the radio. And dogs bark. What's the matter? What dog is that?
That's our little Pomeranian. My husband just pulled up in the driveway, so she's going to go nuts for another second. Sorry.
Do you need to go say hi to your husband and give him a kiss?
No, I'll just wave at him when he walks through the kitchen.
Well, you know, in fact, Bill and I, we had a little discussion a few weeks ago, and he said that he gets a little bit offended that he comes home from work and I'm on my computer and, like, I'm not getting up to say hello to him.
Yeah.
So last night I shut my computer. I went over. I said hello to him. I paid attention. I was the happy housewife. Spent some time with him. And he's right. And I do feel like maybe, you know, obviously I'm neglecting my family a little bit. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't do that and I keep my computer time separate. And last week when I was in California, we had a great time to bond. But I came home to Hannah with this terrible sore throat. And ever since I came home, she's been miserable every day. So yesterday, twice I had to take her to the doctor. And now, finally, she's on antibiotics, which, you know, I tried to keep her off of the antibiotics.
Yeah,
your son is sick also?
Yeah, my youngest, my 16-month-old, he has a little bit of a runny nose, but just a really bad fever and definitely not feeling well. And so I took him in today. There must be something going around, but even though we live on opposite ends of the country. But, he's on well, she gave me antibiotics and said start them tomorrow if he's not feeling better, because luckily I have a great doctor who feels the same way I do about antibiotics and hates to use them if we don't have to. But
right. But it sounds like he may have the fever virus. There's this fever virus that goes around in the summer. Have you all heard of that?
No.
Yeah, for like 5 days to a week, the children just run a fever every single day. And my children have had that. But that's a virus. Now, Hannah, yesterday, when I came home, she had a sore throat. Her glands were swollen. Took her to the doctor. The strep test came back, you know, negative. Then 2 days later, she can't swallow. So Saturday, who knows? All my days are blended in. We went back to the doctor. And then the strep was positive.
Oh, geez.
So within 2 days. Right.
So she has strep, huh?
So, yes. Yeah, so now we do. She has strep. But now, like I said, I was trying to keep her off the antibiotics. But, you know, with strep, you have to put them on antibiotics.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
You know,
but I thought that
they could just let it run its course.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, but the doctor was pressuring me, telling me that you could end up with rheumatic fever and all these other horrible diseases.
I don't know. I've had Caitlin in there when she's had the full blisters on her throat, and they left the option of antibiotics up to me. They said, you know, you can give it to her, but, you know, you're so far into it now that it's just going to run its So I opted not to give
really?
The antibiotic.
Now, I'm not hearing you perfectly, Dana.
I'm sorry.
Do you have your headset up to your mouth?
Yes.
Are you moving around a lot?
I was moving around for a second. Sorry.
Okay, let me teach you girls radio stuff. You need to sit down and stay still. Okay, you can't clean your kitchen while you're on the radio. And mop the floors or do anything else. You know, Vicky might want to have sex when she has her headset on the radio. But you're going to have to just sit down and chit-chat for a few minutes. And isn't it hard to do? Don't you feel guilty? Like, there's things, like right now on my kitchen counter, I'm looking at all this stuff drying that I just washed, and I want to put it away. Mm-hmm. But when you move around, your headsets, we don't hear you clearly.
Okay, I'm mannequin pose now.
Yeah, stay still for us. And so now, just in case everyone doesn't know, now you're in Michigan, mm-hmm. Dana, and what's the weather like there right now?
It is such a nice day. I think maybe it might have hit 70 degrees today, and there's a nice breeze going. So we got over that hot spell. If anybody remembers me, last week I was on the forum complaining about central air conditioning because I would have loved it. We had 95 degrees, and my house was 90 degrees. It was off.
Did you get the central air conditioning or you just want it?
I just want it. No, we didn't get it.
Well, what about the units that you put in the window? Do you at least have an air conditioning unit?
You know, there's a new story. For my birthday, my husband asked me what I wanted, and I told him to take the air conditioning unit that's in our basement and have it installed by the time I got home from Mackinac Island. And
all right, wait, stop.
Yes.
Stop. Are you telling me that we're in August and this whole summer your husband hasn't put the air conditioning unit into the window, that has to become your birthday present?
Well, we actually had an electrical run for it, but yeah, kind of sad. But I got home and I didn't have air conditioning.
All right, but that doesn't count. And first of all, by the way, happy birthday, Dana. I should have called you to say happy birthday, sent you an email or something, but I was away in California. Now, I was seeing on television every day that California was having heat waves. Mm-hmm. So I went out and bought all these slinky little sundresses and a couple bikinis, and I'm planning on looking great. And when I got to Carmel, California, Pebble Beach, it was 65 degrees in the daytime.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's cold there all year round. And what was amazing was where we were, they were having this conference, my husband, through work, and so all these speakers were there talking about global warming. And at the same time, my mother was here watching the kids, miserable, because New York was like over 100 degrees every single day while I was gone. We went through this terrible
heat. Yeah, it was like that here too. It was awful. It was so hot.
Yeah. What was it? How hot?
Oh, yeah, it was over 100. I actually took a picture of the thermometer outside. It was over 100 in Wisconsin. I'm in Wisconsin, so.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
That's kind of crazy.
Well,
but I
want
to see a picture of you in a bikini. I want to put that on the website.
Now, first of all, number one, I don't wear bikinis. Okay? This is just what I bought to go into, like, the jacuzzi where I would take my robe off and plop right in, not to be seen in public.
Ah, okay.
No, in fact, I really think when you're 40, there are certain things you shouldn't wear. A bikini's one of them. You can wear I have a tankini, which I wear. But I think my days of showing my belly are over. First of all, number one, I have, you know, if I'm standing straight, my stomach looks good. But if I lean over a little bit, for some reason, that's when all the little, not stretch marks, but creases from my pregnancy come out. Does anyone have these creases in their stomach? Do you have those?
I have what they call twin skin. So it's just a lot of extra skin that will never go back.
Like flappy skin. So can they cut it off?
Yeah, I could have a tummy tuck. But I'm scared to death to be put under. So my husband's even said, have a tummy tuck if you want. You know, that would be fine. But I'm scared to death to be put under.
Yeah.
What was that? Did you hear that beep?
No.
I'm hearing all these crazy things in my ears. So I don't even know what's going on. But I'll tell you this, that a girlfriend of mine just had a tummy tuck, okay, and she went in, she came out saying, oh, my God, it was the easiest operation, it was beautiful, I feel great, and now it's like 3 weeks later, she is miserable, dying in pain.
Now, that would be me. Oh, I don't want to do that. Oh.
Everything's starting to heal, she's miserable, she's in pain, and so I don't know, if you do sit-ups and exercise, I'm sure you could firm that up, right?
Probably. I would think so.
Yes and no. You know, this your skin only has so much elasticity, and it happens a lot with people who are pregnant with twins. Your stomach just gets so stretched out that it just doesn't go back.
I don't know. But back to the bathing suit thing, I wear a tankini, which I love. which is like a little tank top bathing suit. And because I have no boobs, it has like little cups built in.
So, I need some of that too, yeah.
Yeah, so, and in fact, I'm going to have to invent this because I've looked at every bathing suit shop. Why can't we have bathing suit tops for moms with little like rubber boobies built in? And, like, you could buy different size boobies. So when you're wearing when you're wearing your bathing suit, it looks like you have these firm, stacked boobs, and they're like these little rubber boobies. Who's gonna know?
I like that.
You know what? You need to sell those on the website with the t-shirts.
Yeah, we're gonna have to sell those. And girls, I have camis, pink camis that say "Hot Mama." They're so cute for working out, so cute for sleeping in pajamas, and for hanging around the house. You got to get yours. So and. When I was in California, this is what I came back thinking, that as moms, one of the things we have to do is kind of join together and make an effort, a forced effort, to say that we are going to save this planet for our children. Because I don't care where you stand politically, all the scientific evidence shows, and us having these heat waves shows, the Earth is warming up. It's heating up. And I attended all these conferences in California, and 99% of the glaciers and the snow caps, they're all melted. You know, and what is the use of doing well in your life if you're going to be underwater in 5 years?
See, my husband says California is going to fall into the ocean anyway, so that just proves it's going to happen.
Well, Al Gore gave this big speech, and he was there, and what he showed America, and what happens is over the next, like, 25 years, you know, there was this black edge to America that's creeping in and creeping in. And so over the next 100 years, certain things will be absolutely gone, like the whole southern tip of Florida. And the whole southern tip of Louisiana, and all of Long Island, which is where I live.
Oh, my.
Because the water is going to continuously rise. As the glaciers melt into the oceans, the water will rise. It was
so
amazing.
Are you planning on moving?
Well, yeah, you know me. I'm always looking to move. But the bigger question is, what are we going to do? And I think as moms, we have to teach our children. And I know so many moms who don't do this. And I'm also guilty of it. But every day, we teach our children to appreciate this earth. Mm-hmm. You don't allow your kids to throw pollution out. Make sure you recycle. Do you girls recycle?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, we have mandatory recycling. So we do.
Yeah, we have that in New York. How about you, Dana?
I was going to say, not only do we need to educate our kids, but ourselves, because I don't know that much about global warming. And as far as recycling goes, we do a little bit, but not as much as we probably should.
Right. Well, there's much as you can do. And also, what I want to encourage is we do not need all the crap that we have. One thing that I took away from the conference was we are such consumers. We buy way too much stuff for ourselves, clothing, toys, food. We just consume so much unnecessary crap in this country, and it's bad for everyone because we have too much. It ends up in the garbage systems. We end up importing all this stuff from China because it's cheap, and we all need to buy less, use less, and try to take care of this earth. And I really am going to do something about this. I don't know what, but if the most that I could do is encourage moms to feed their kids healthy foods, to teach them to care about the earth, and to go after their local sponsors, your local government, and tell them that the environment is your number one issue, really. I don't know, girls, but to me it's a bigger issue than terrorism. It is, because if our kids can't breathe, even if we fight terrorism in the future, if your kids can't breathe the air and you can't drink the water, what kind of lives are they going to have?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we're turning America into like this third world nation where we're not going to be able to eat our own fruits and vegetables. It's really bad. So we have to pay attention to this. And today, Dana, you put up a good post about it's to go out and vote.
Oh,
today's
definitely.
Primary.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. And actually, that's one thing my husband said when he walked in, that I need to later go and make sure and vote. And, you know, I've become more aware of it as I've gotten older, and I want to make sure that, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with politics necessarily, as just making my opinion known and to try and shape the world or our country into what I would like my children to grow up and have.
Right.
And you know, you kind of get caught up into thinking that your vote doesn't count, but it really does. You can at least have the knowledge of knowing that you put your opinion in, and so that kind of gives you the right to discuss those things as well.
Well, your vote counts, and you know what? If we band together at the Happy Housewives Club, if we join together, our vote will really count, because I'm going to tell you this. the housewives run the household.
Yep.
And basically, we have a lot of influence, and it's time that the politicians in corporate America start paying attention to what we want. So with that, I am starting to feature mom-based home businesses for stay-at-home moms only, which will be featured on Happy Housewives Club. Today, we put up Coco Cheska, right, Erin? Yeah, and if you go there and look, she has beautiful items. Here's a mom who started, you know, working from her kitchen, did all this herself, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to support each other. We're going to build each other up. We're going to become a force to be reckoned with. So watch out, Washington, D.C. Here we come. The Happy Housewives are going to kick ass, and we are going to take charge, and we're going to change policy. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to fight for protecting moms. Because, you know, a lot of moms have no protection, and we know that. We have moms in our own website. Am I right?
Yes.
Who can't even leave their own marriages who they wish they could, but they're stuck. So we're going to try and do some things that I think the feminists dropped the ball on because they're only concerned with the career women. So we're going to pick up that ball, and we're going to start to fight to protect the stay-at-home moms. What do you think, girls?
Awesome.
And our children, absolutely.
Definitely. And our children. Well, that goes without saying.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's our number one interest. So I'm going to end this now because I've got to go pick up Connor's friend for a play date. What are you girls doing the rest of the day?
I am going to vote, and apparently I have to make sure our cars are gassed up because the gas has jumped up to $4.
How much?
Lord.
$4.
Oh, my God. In Michigan, it's $4?
Up in my husband was just telling me up in Traverse City, it's $4, and down in Grand Rapids, it was $6. He heard it on the radio.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, good luck with that. That's another thing that I learned at this global warming conference is that we should be moving to ethanol. And if you girls start calling your representatives, start asking the guys at the gas station, when is ethanol going to be available? When are we going to be able to buy cars that are ran on ethanol? We'll be able to, you know, not be so dependent on oil and paying these ridiculous prices. So on that note, we'll have to save that for a different day. It was great chatting with you girls. Did you have fun, Dana, your first time?
I did. This was fun. This was.
Are you nervous?
Not at all. Not at all. Nope. It's like
no, Dana's easy to talk to, so.
Well, Dana, I have to tell you, I'm glad that you got rid of the family crescent on the website. I hated that thing.
I know. Changed right away. I got my other thing on there. Actually, that crescent was from a bottle of vodka.
Well, how's that your family crest then?
Because the Pataki family came over from Poland, and there is, I'm not sure where they're at, but they made their own vodka. It's starting to be distributed nationally, so they've got the family crest right on the bottle.
All right, so do you get any royalties from that vodka?
Oh,
I wish. Rolling in the dough?
I wish. It's like $45 a bottle. I wish I was getting
Well, as for me, I like my Mike's Hard Lemonades. They're like $7 for a case.
Yeah, exactly. Those are good, too.
Those are good.
Hey, give me a good margarita any day, and I'll be happy. So.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, girls, let's try and, you know, keep up the podcast. Let's make sure we talk in a few days. Up, that's Connor saying meow. He wants to go. He's acting like a cat. And I'll chat with you girls later.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.